Vayishma Yisroi Koye Midyan Chosem Moshe. Parshas Yisroi begins, why did Yisroi come along? Vayishma Yisroi Koye Midyan Chosem Moshe. Eis kol asher oso elekim la Moshe l'Yisrael amoi, everything Moshe and Yisrael done to Moshe and Yisrael, ki hoi Hashem es Yisrael min Mitzrayim. Taisal out of Mitzrayim. Says Rashi, ma shmu Hashem albo, what did Yisroi hear? Says Rashi, Kriyas Yamsuf and Melchemes Amalek. He heard those two things that inspired him, Kriyas Yamsuf and Melchemes Amalek. Now, there's a very, very big machlekus, Rishonim, when Yisroi actually came. There's a machlekus. There are those who hold that Yisroi came before Matan Torah. And it's mashma from the Rashi over here. What did Yisroi hear? He heard Kriyas Yamsuf and Melchemes Amalek. The fact that he never heard about Matan Torah is a raya that he came before Matan Torah. Later on, Moshe Rabbeinu tells him everything that happened. Doesn't say a word about Yisrael Amoi, what he did to Mitzrayim. Doesn't say a word about giving over nice to Matan Torah. It says mashma that he came before Matan Torah. And also within the chronological order of the parasha, it seems that Yisrael came before Matan Torah. In other words, he had the whole sugi over here of Yisrael giving Moshe Rabbeinu his piece of advice, like a good parent-in-law. And then later on, we have here, you know, you see, we have here, the Kabbalah Satorah. So it does seem that Yisrael came before the Torah was given. On the other hand, there are many, many Rishonim who say that Yisrael came after the Torah was given. And they bring a right, because the Pasuk says, Vedati es achukei lekim es toirosov. He told him the chukim and the Torahs. How did Moshe Rabbeinu know all the chukim and the Torahs? How do you know all the ins and outs? So he said it must be that he came after Matan Torah. So too, it says, he came to Har Elikim. They came to Har Elikim. Har Elikim was, they came to the place where Hashem had given already the Torah. So there's Machlekes, Ramban, and other Rishonim, when exactly Yisrael came. If Yisrael came before the Torah was given, it makes perfect sense why the Torah actually brings the whole story of Yisrael before Matan Torah. If, however, Yisrael came after the Torah was given, why did the Torah put the sugya, why did the Torah put this whole parasha of Yisroi and its discussion with Moshe Rabbeinu in a way that it seems that he was, came before the Torah was given, when in fact Yisroi came after the Torah was given? What's the idea behind that? Why? So I want to answer this question with an Orach Chaim HaKadosh. Orach Chaim HaKadosh says in Perek Yutes Pasuk Beis, they Yisu Mirafidim, they left Rafidim. Vayavoyu Midbar Sinai, and they came to Midbar Sinai. Vayachnu Bamidbar, and they dwelt in the Midbar. They encamped in the Midbar. Vayichen Shom Yisrael Neged Ahar, and Klal Yisrael encamped Neged Ahar. As Orach Chaim HaKadosh, the pasuk before that already says, they came Bo Midbar Sinai. B'chodesh LaShlishi, that says Bnei Yisrael Meretz Mitzrayim, in the third month. On that date, they came to Midbar Sinai. Where are they now? Midbar Sinai. If that's the case, why does the next pasuk say, and they went from Rafidim, and they came to Midbar Sinai? You just said they came to Midbar Sinai. What's the idea behind that? What's the necessity to have this pasuk if it already says very clearly where they're holding? Says Orach Chaim HaKadosh that this pasuk is not telling us where they physically encamped, but it is a pasuk to tell us how they arrived there. In other words, what was necessary for them to be, what state of mind they had to be in order to receive the Torah. So the Yisu Merafidim explains, the Orach Chaim, is three separate conditions a person has to have in order to be able to receive the Torah. In order for a person to accept and to become part of Am Yisrael, he's required to have three separate conditions. Number one, the Yisu Merafidim. You've got to travel away from Rafidim. What's Rafidim? Rafidim is rough for Yidei Medivri Torah, from laziness. They were lax. So the Yisu Merafidim, they left Rafidim, they left the life of being lazy. Torah, he explains, has to come with Mesiras Nefesh. It's got to come with dedication. It's got to come with hard work. Ein Torah nikne lemishu meimis atzmeileh. A person's got to literally die. You know, the whole world dies. He is learning Torah now. It comes with Mesiras Nefesh. But Yisu Merafidim is the first condition. Vayavoyu Midbar Sinai, and they came to Midbar Sinai, they came to the desert of Sinai. Says Orach Chaim, what's a desert? A desert is a place that has no real identity. It is bare, it's barren. Yeah, it doesn't have an identity. It doesn't have, I am here. Another condition for the Torah is, you've got to come to Midbar Sinai. You've got to arrive in a place that you feel that you are not something. You don't have an agenda. That is what he calls Bittul Atzmius. be mevatel your own mind, accepting that you don't know, accepting that your opinion is such that if anybody else has an opinion which is real das Torah, you're going to back and allow that das Torah to take its course. So you've got to have, you've got to be make yourself hefka. You've got to allow yourself to open up. Yisum Rufidim is Rafi Deim, not to be lazy, to have dedication. But Vayavoyim Midbar Sinai is the understanding that a person's got to give up the, who they are sometimes to accept what the Torah dictates. And the third condition is Vayichan Shom Yisrael Neged Ahar. Don't say Vayachanu in plural. Vayichan Shom Yisrael is singular to teach us that there has to be an element of Achdus. There's got to be unity. To accept the Torah, to become one, it is impossible to accept the Torah being a single individual. It is impossible for any single human being to keep 613 mitzvahs. You can't. Either person's a Kohen, if he's a person's a Kohen, then he doesn't have the mitzvahs that Yisrael has. If a person has the din of Yisrael, he can't do what a Kohen can, and a Kohen Gadol can't do the same as a Melech, and a Melech can't do as a Kohen Gadol. How do we keep 613 mitzvahs? Only if we have unity. Only if we all become as one individual, as one person, can we actually within ourselves, not ourselves, within ourselves, actually receive the Torah. So Vayichan Shom Yisrael Neged Ahar, and they dwelt as one person, says Rashi, Ki'ish Echol B'Leiv Echol, as one individual. This, says Aruch Chaim, is a third condition. There is unity. There's public responsibility. There is an understanding and appreciation that we have to be one. We can't be untied. We've got to be united. This is the third condition of the Torah. If that is the case, Rabbosai, if we needed three conditions, I'd like to suggest that this whole particular Perek Yudches, that talks about Moshe Rabbeinu and Yisrael, and Yisrael telling Moshe Rabbeinu it's not good what you're doing, that you have to actually get different judges, this is really the introduction to the Torah. In other words, we asked beforehand, why does this parasha of Yisrael, of this whole discussion, Moshe Rabbeinu the Dayanim, come before Matan Torah? I want to answer that this parasha comes before Matan Torah to introduce clearly the parameters of those three conditions of the Aruch Chaim. These three parameters have to be defined. How far does Mesiras Nefesh go for Torah? How far does Bittul Atzmius go? How far does a person have to give up themselves for Torah? And how much does a person have to be united with other Jews in order to receive the Torah? And all of those three different conditions is very clearly spelt out in Yisroi's recommendations to Moshe Rabbeinu to create Dayanim. And let's just go one by one. There's a very interesting Ralbag. The Rabbag says as follows. If you look in Perek Yudches, Posuk Yudalad, it says, Vayar Choysen Moshe Eiskal Ashuhu Oysa La'om. I can start with Posuk before that rather. Vayihima Mochras, it was the next day. Vayeshev Moshe Lishboit Esa'om. What do you mean it's the next day? Machoikul, the next day means, whether it was Matzo Yom Kippurim, Kipshutai, also it means there was a day after his wife and children came, you'd expect Moshe Benu to go to a tzimmer for a few days, you know, to relax. No, Vayeshev Mochras, the next day, he was business as usual. Okay? And Moshe was sitting Lishboit Esa'om to judge the nation. Vayamoid Ha'om al Moshe Menaboike Ado Orev, and the people were standing from the morning until the night. Now, this Yisro is not very happy about at all. The boyker, the Erev, so he says, you know what, the kind of thing of this, he was not happy. Yoishev Kemelech, he was sitting like a king. V'kulam oimdim, everyone else was standing in a waiting room. V'hukshu ha'dobah le'Yisro, Yisro is very upset by this. Shohoyim mezalzul b'chvoidin shor Yisro. He was not respecting Klaus for the way he should. For he chichu al-kach, and he pointed that out to Moshe Rabbeinu, Shnema, Madua Ata Yoshe Levadcho, why are you the only one sitting, everyone else is standing? Okay? So here we have the parasha over here of Yisrael coming to Moshe Rabbeinu, and he sees a situation where Moshe Rabbeinu is sitting like a melech, and everyone else is waiting, standing around. Carries on the next pasuk, Vayar Choyse Moshe, Eiskal Asher, Hu Oysa La'om, everything is doing to the nation. Vayoymer, and Yisrael says to him, Mo Hadova Hazeh Asher Ata Oysa La'om, what are you doing? Why are you sitting everyone else is standing around from morning to night? Moshe said to his father-in-law, they're actually coming out to seek the word of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And they've had a difficult thing, a question between man and man, and they come and ask me and I explain to them. Moshe said to them, not good what you're doing, no good. And therefore, listen to me and create for yourself Dayanim. Says the Ralbag, what's the discussion over here? And he explains like this. He says, Moshe Rabbeinu, why are you the only one judging Klal Yisrael? So Moshe Rabbeinu said back to them, I'm doing it because that's what Klal Yisrael want. I'm doing it in order to connect myself with the Das Torah. I am ultimately the direct link that is the link from HaKadosh Baruch to Klal Yisrael. I am the link. And therefore, if anyone comes along and wants to define what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, there's never a better person in history that can say that over than Moshe Rabbeinu. Yisrael said to him, you're right. But what's going to happen over here is, if you carry on doing that, you're going to become weak. And if you become weak, you're going to lose some of the Nevuah. Because if you are not able to be in tune with what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from you, if you are totally dedicated to the human needs of people around you, you're going to miss out on being connected with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You cannot be involved in day-to-day issues with every little nitty-gritty of everyone else. You're going to actually lose out. You're going to become less of a Navi. If you become less of a Navi, you're in trouble. And therefore, if you're going to become less of a Navi, you're not doing any justice to Klal Yisrael by listening to all their Dinei Torah. If at the end of the day, you are going to make them suffer by not being such a great Navi. And therefore, you're not doing such a service, Moshe Rabbeinu. Don't get carried away here. You think you're doing a great service by listening to every little person's question and qualm and answer. At the end of the day, you're not, because you can become less of a Navi. And if you're less of a Navi, then you are going to do a disservice for Klal Yisrael. The question is, Moshe Rabbeinu understood that. Moshe Rabbeinu was a Navi, the greatest Navi there was. He is the greatest Navi there ever will be. Moshe Rabbeinu knew what it means to be connected to the Rabbeinu Shleinam. Moshe Rabbeinu knew, by him being taken up day and night with the little pettiness of Klal Yisrael, the end of the day, he is ultimately going to make them suffer. Why? Because he won't be such a Navi. On the other hand, Moshe Rabbeinu had a priority, that his priority was, I want them to get the best service they possibly can have by meeting with a Gadol HaDor. On the other hand, they're going to lose out on Navi. What did Moshe do wrong that Yisroel said, you're wrong, you've got wrong calculation? The answer is, Moshe Rabbeinu was Moser Nefesh. Moshe Rabbeinu gave up the ultimate Mesiris Nefesh. If you remember, you know, we talked about this various times, the ultimate sipuk a person could possibly have in Olam Haba is not the Arabic version of Olam Haba. Olam Haba is sitting at Reseim Barashayim V'Nenim Meziv Hashchina, having a connection with Rabbeinu Shleilam. Having a connection with Rabbeinu Shleilam means being connected with the infinite is the greatest pleasure a human being can ever possibly have. Moshe Rabbeinu, who was totally knowledgeable of what Nevuah was willing to sacrifice that connection with Rabbeinu Shleilam, become less of a Navi as a Mesiras Nefesh, incredible Mesiras Nefesh, for the sake of his dedication to Klal Yisrael. So Moshe Rabbeinu was willing to give up Nevuah, to give up the unbelievable pleasure of being that level of Nevuah, in order for the sake of Klal Yisrael to connect with who they want. They want to speak to the Rav himself, I won't disappoint them. Said Yisrael, no, that's the wrong priority. You're overdoing your Mesiras Nefesh. Mesiras Nefesh of a Rav is to be up there to connect to the Rabbeinu Shleilam, and to certain levels, don't be Moser Nefesh to that extent. You're not Mechuyu to be Moser Nefesh to the extent that ultimately your Cheshboinus are wrong, your calculations are wrong. If you're going to become less of an individual because of this, to a certain extent, you have no obligation to do that. Which means, Moshe Rabbeinu was right that he is obligated to be Moser Nefesh, to involve himself with individuals. A person's got to give up their life to a huge extent. There's no opening hours for a rabbi. Yeah, he's got to be available 25/8. Yeah, there's no such thing as, you know, I'm closed now. And Yisroel agreed with that. Yisroel merely said to him, you've got it wrong. Your Mesiras Nefesh is wrong. It's better to not connect with Klal Yisrael and connect with the Rabbeinu Shleilam rather than be with them the whole time. In other words, a lesson from this is that Mesiras Nefesh for you individual, especially from a Rebbe to a Talmud, is crucial. However, there are certain times when the Rebbe should be Mesiras Nefesh in different ways. So again, here we have the first lesson. How far does Mesiras Nefesh go? How far does Mesiras Nefesh go? Is it better for a Rebbe to be Mesiras Nefesh with meeting every little qualm, every little demand of his Talmidim? Or is it better for him to be Moisei Nefesh in the Beis HaMedrash, bring himself up to a high level, and those people who need his advice will not be that accessible, and he'll be able to give them with his Kedusha and his wisdom of Torah to that extent? But Mesiras Nefesh is what's important. That's the first lesson. The next lesson is, as we discussed, Yisroel is very disappointed with Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu is sitting there like a melech and everyone else is standing around. Yeah? Everyone's standing around. Now, I don't know whether any of you have been to the Gedolim. Yeah? I went to Aaron Leif Steyman 3 weeks ago. A little bit more, 5 weeks ago. And unless you're really in his inner circle, yeah, you don't sort of just knock on his door and he opens it up. Oh, I'll come inside, I can offer you a cup of tea. And you sit down and you have a nice little chat with him. It is a Mesiras Nefesh to get to Reb Chaim Kanievsky. There's no doubt. You've got to stand up, you've got to find out when he is, and you go to his house, and it's Mincha, and you have to try and get before Mincha, and they don't let you in, you have to wait after Mincha. And the kids, you know what it's like, right? You've got to fight your way to get into him. End of the day, though, it's worth it. End of the day, you're in his inner sanctuary, you're sitting there, and you see the God Lador, and he puts his eyes on you, and you make cheshbon nefesh, and you're in a different world. You're in a different world. It's worth it. It's worth it. So there you are, standing around outside for long periods of time, and it's worth it. Moshe Rabbeinu is told off by Yisroel. Moshe Rabbeinu is sitting here like a melech. Everyone else is standing around. It's wrong. It's wrong. So what's the alternative? Get Dayanim. Get people who are not Moshe Rabbeinu's. Get people who are far lower levels of Kedusha and Ruchnius to answer the needs of Klal Yisrael. Thank you very much. But they want to meet Moshe Rabbeinu. They want to go to the God Lador. They want to meet Reb Chaim Kanievsky. They want to meet the God Lador. They don't want to meet Rabbonim who know Shulchan Aruch very well. So therefore, what is the taina? What is the complaint against Moshe Rabbeinu? What are you doing to Klal Yisrael? Why are you doing this? Why are you doing this? The answer should be, I'm doing this because Klal Yisrael, I as a Rebbe, want to give Klal Yisrael this opportunity to be able to meet with me, and ultimately I know who I am. Yeah, not Gaiva over here, that's Anova. I know who I am and I'm able to give them, and they're willing to do this. What's the problem? They don't want to go to the second in command. They don't want to go to the third or fourth all the way down. What's the idea? So listen to this. Rav Henoch Lebowitz says like this. He brings from a Rabbeinu Yona. And Rabbeinu Yona says, I read out what his Loshen is. Rabbeinu Yonah says, HaPesach HaRishon, the first introduction what a person needs, Hu Sheyeda Ho'ish, a person should know, Erech Atzmoy, the value of himself. This is not a Slabotka Sefer, right?
It's in Shaar Avodah.
In Shaar Avodah, correct. Erech Atzmoy, you've got to know the Erech, the value of who you are, V'yakir Ma'alosi, and appreciate your value, Umailas Avaisov and Miles of your fathers, Ugdulaisom and their greatness, Vachashivusum and their Hashivus, Vachibosom Eitzla Haboyis Barach, and know their connection with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. In other words, the most important thing you need is to know how choshev you are. If you don't know how choshev you are, then a person is open to doing the most terrible, terrible Avairus. Rashi brings down Ha'oichel Bashuk, Posel Eidus. Why, if a person who eats outside a piece of pizza in the street is it possible to eat us? Says Rashi, "Shuhu choshud hoil ve'emak bedal kavodoy." It's a Gemara in Kedushin Daf Memon Bebeis. Since he's not makbed but his own covered, einoy boish lezalzul ba'atzmi v'lepossel. He doesn't mind being embarrassed and doing terrible things. In other words, the most important element, the most important focus a person must have is understand his self worth. Know who I am. If a person doesn't know who they are and doesn't have this element of self-worth, a person can do the most terrible avarice. Yisroel said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe, you're doing a wonderful thing allowing Klal Yisrael to come and see you. That's a wonderful thing. Meeting the God Lador is a wonderful thing. But if you are mezalzel in their kovod, if you allow them to stand around, there could be an element of the Rebbe not giving the correct kovod to his Talmud. If the Talmidim translate that as being the Rebbe doesn't, you know, I don't have to sit down and wait for hours, it's ridiculous. Yeah? If they see that in the back of their minds, for an nth degree, they will feel that the Rebbe is not machshiv them, does not value them, they have to wait around so long, then the Rebbe is not giving them what they deserve. The Rebbe is actually taking away their levels of Kedusha. It could be on one hand the greatest emotional and religious and spiritual relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu through Moshe Rabbeinu by meeting him. But if it comes that they feel in any way a zilzal, if they feel in any way that they are not being treated properly and because they're not valued in the correct way, that is worse than meeting Moshe Rabbeinu. That's what Yisrael said to him. Moshe Rabbeinu doing a great thing meeting Klal Yisrael, and they want to see you. But if they translate that as you don't value them, it's worse. Better them for them not to see you. Better for them to go to little intermediaries, lesser Dayanim, not to see the God Lador, if by any way they translate that as being a lack of respect that you have for them. Which obviously it wasn't, but they may translate it that way. This is the attitude a Rav should have to his students. On the other hand, the students themselves should have the opposite attitude. A student should be willing to do anything in order to have a connection with Torah through the Rebbe. They should be able to willing to wait hours and hours, meeting Reb Chaim Kanievsky, meeting the God Lador. They should be willing to do anything for that. Now, Litvaks, they have a little, you know, we don't see that as much as by the Hasidim. The Hasidim, you know, what they do for their Rebbe. And it's brought down for Hasidus, how important is a Rebbe as a connection. You have to translate that in the correct way. But the Talmud has an obligation, every obligation to connect himself, mevatel atzmi, to mevatel yourself, to the extent of willing to stand around for hours, but the Rebbe has no right to make his students stand around for hours, because by doing so, they may translate that as them not being worth that much. And that is a tremendous lack of chinuch on their part. So here we have now, Mesiras Nefesh divine. What's Mesiras Nefesh? Moshe Rabbeinu's Mesiras Nefesh was to give up Nevuah, and Yisrael said, no, don't give up Nevuah, be Moshe Nefesh and learn. We have here the second level of what we discuss right now is what's called Bittul Atzmi. Bittul Atzmi means I'm mevatel myself. I have a right to be mevatel, take down who I am. I'm willing to wait around for hours. But the Rebbe must make sure, chas v'sholem, they're not in any way mevatel to take down the respect of the Talmidim. If that's Moshe Rabbeinu, the honor of Mikol Adam, the greatest honor to his Talmidim, how careful does a Rebbe oneself, yeah, who is not Moshe Rabbeinu, have to his Talmidim to make sure that they feel valued, that they feel appreciated, they feel as if the Rebbe respects them to the extent that they don't feel in any way any chasam, any zulzul. Now the Galtiga Rebbe says, if you look in the beginning of Rashi says, why did Yisra have seven names? So he says, on one, she yeser parsh achas b'teira, because he added, yes, one of the Yisra's name was yeser, because it added one of the parsha of the Torah. Which parsha? So the parasha of Atosechze, and you shall see. So the Ger Rebbe says he doesn't understand. Atosechze is not the parasha. Atosechze begins much earlier. The parasha of Yisroi starts from Ahima Mochros. And the parasha begins that no good. Why does Rashi say the parasha begins towards the end of Atosechze, you go along and see? Right? That's Posuk Chof Aleph, when really Yisroi's whole speech from Moshe Rabbeinu began with Pasuk Yud Zayin, Lo Tov Adavar. So Alter Gerebbe said like this. He said, at the Gudah convention, there are plenty of people who have complaints against our Gudah. Yeah. And they have this complaint and that complaint. He says, come with criticism and complaints. Anyone can do that. That's not difficult. That's not a big minor. That's nothing. To come along and to bring solutions, to come along with positive ways of dealing with an issue, that's considered great. Rashi says, the fact that Yisrael came along and says, Lo Tov Adavar, this isn't good, and that's not good, they're going to be fed up. Nah, we don't give him credit for that. That's not something you want to put in as saying, wow, Yisrael, thank you very much. Atosechze, you come along and you should see for yourself. Oh, that is where that's where he is valued as actually giving positive advice. I want to say more than that. He's saying, when you said to Moshe, Lo Tov Adavar, no good, when you're speaking to somebody, when you're trying to educate somebody, you never start with Lo Tov Adavar. Because you're not educating them. If you don't value them, if you don't give them the appreciation, the message is not going to go across. The message is only go across when it says, look at you, I'm going to empower you. You can see yourself. You can find your own way out here. You have the ability because you are great. When you empower Talmud and you give them that kind of self-confidence, that is where he has really made an impact according to the Torah. That's for Atosechazeh. Okay? So this is the second idea. The first idea was the understanding of the parameters of how far Mesiras Nefesh goes. The second idea is the idea of how far the idea of mevatel yourself, how a person should cancel out himself for the sake of learning from his Rebbe, but chas v'shalom, the Rebbe should not in any way be mezalzel in a Talmud of how that should actually go. Okay, the third one is a concept over here of, as we discussed before, of ish echad b'lev echad. Now this is a very, very interesting pasuk. Later on in the parasha, after Moshe Rabbeinu had told him to get a system of getting sorry alofim, the judges over 1,000 and over 150 and 10, the parasha carries on, and the pasuk says, Perek Yitches Pasuk Chof, viz how to esim, and you shall teach them es hachukim es hatoyrus, the chukim, the statutes, and the toyrus, veidat lehem, and let them know es haderech yelchuboy, the path in which they should go, ve es hamase asher yasun, and the action that they should do. Okay, now let's understand this carefully within context. This is a perek dealing with judicial law, right? This is dealing here with dayanim. This is coming to a din Torah, how you should run a din Torah, how you should spread out the dayanim, how you should organize a jury. This is all the halachot of how this should be done, right? Within all this, we have a post that tells me, and you should tell them the chukim, the Torahs, v'datim, es derech yelchobo, v'es amas ha'ashiyasim. What is this post talking about? Says the Gemara in Bava Metzia. The Gemara Darshan said it like this. The Gemara in Bava Metzia, the Flamon on the base. The Tani Rav Yosef, Vahidatalehem, obviously it's this pasuk over here. Vahidatalehem, what's Vahidatalehem? Vahidatalehem means, and you should let them know, Ze Beis Chayehem. That is referring to Beis Chayehem. Rashi translates that, not Bava Metzia, but Bava Kama. Beis Chayehem means Talmud Torah. Okay? This is their life Talmud Torah. Es Haderech, the pasuk carries on. Es Haderech, the path. Zu Gemilus Chasodim. That is a path of Chesed. Yeah, Yelchu Ba. Yelchu, what's Yelchu? Sorry, Yelchu. What does the word Yelchu mean? Yelchu zu bikkur cholim. That's referring to a person mechuyav to do bikkur cholim. Ba, the word ba from this pasuk is translated zu kavura. That's referring to kavura. Ve es hamase, and the action ze hadin. That is judgment. Asher yasin, that they should do zu lifnim meshuras hadin. That's lifnim meshuras hadin. That's a pasuk. In other words, this pasuk is teaching us lifnim meshuras hadin, teaching us gemilas chasodim, kindness, teaching us bikkur cholim, teaching us gevura, all very wonderful things of midas and derech eretz. But what has that got to do with judges? What's it got to do with court? What's it got to do with court cases? What's it got to do with this parsha? Bring that in later on. Why is Yisro throwing that in the middle of everything going on? Let's stick to the point. The Teretz is, Rabbi Yisai, says the Chofetz Chaim, that court cases and judges and the police force and everything else is all wonderful as a band-aid. It's wonderful as a repair system. But it is not the perfect society. The perfect society is when people don't come to a Din Torah. The perfect society is where a person does not take the other person to a Din Torah. He finished, you know, I'm going to let him go. I'm going to let this go. The society should not be such that they need dayanim at every little thing. Oh, I'm going to take a din Torah, and he goes din Torah, and he has his proofs, and he has their proofs, and he has his witnesses and that witnesses, and they come out with a conclusion. That is not a perfect society. That is a society that has broken down, and we're trying to save it to make sure that we do the best of a bad job. But the best society is such where there is no din Torah, where a person is a bal chesed, a person sees the other person, you know what, this guy's a ganav, I could take him to Beis Din. You know what, why is he doing this? Because he probably needs it. Let me help him. Let me look into his life. Let me associate myself with his needs. Lifnim ashuras adin. And then you wouldn't even have the din Torah. So Yisrael says, you know, this is all unfortunate, but if you get to the midas and derech eretz, you wouldn't even need this. So the Chofetz Chaim, this is why the pasuk is here in the middle. And this, Rabbi Yisai, is again the third condition in Torah. The third condition is belev ish echad belev echad. If a person became one with the other person, there wouldn't be warring factions. There wouldn't be dine Torah. It's me against you. If it's v'yicham shom yisrael neged ahor, if we're all together as one, then we'd be no dine Torah. I don't take myself to dine Torah. My hand hit me. Dine Torah. That is ridiculous. If it's one person, there wouldn't be a dine Torah. And therefore, this is a third of the three conditions that the parasha tells us before the Torah was given that is required, the achdus, the unity that is required to let the person off the hook, because we feel the responsibility, the social responsibility. That is a third condition that we have before the Torah was given. That makes sense, even if Parshas Yisroi, this parasha of Yisroi coming, became after Torah was given in order to give us those three important ideas. Now, I just want to finish off with something which is incredible, and I'll be happy if you spread this word and come back to me if you believe about it's my chiddush, and I believe that according to what we've just been saying, it fits in beautifully. The Gemara says, like we said beforehand, that this pasuk is teaching me a whole bunch of different fundamentals. Yeah, the Gemara says, "Es beis chayehem." Yeah, hoydata lehem ze beis chayehem. Let them know this is beis chayehem. That is Talmud Torah, right? Then the pasuk says, "Es aderech," the path to go. That's gemulas chasadim. Next word in the pasuk, yeah, yelchu is bikacholim. Asks the Gemara, 1 second, what is bikacholim? Bikacholim is gemulas chasadim. Visiting sick people is gemulas chasadim. If so, why does it say you got to gemulas chasadim, kindness, and visiting the sick? Why? It's superfluous. Answers the Gemara. Lo nitzrucha elu leben giloi. It's referring to a special kind of gemulas chasadim. The omamar ben giloi noitel echol mishushim b'choli. Referring to a person who's born in the same mazel. We're not going into that now. And if he goes to visit that sick person, then actually he takes a 60th of that person's illness and puts on himself. They said that Yaakov and Yosef was a ben giloi of Yaakov Avinu. And therefore when Yosef went to Yaakov Avinu, he went to him, and as soon as Yaakov Avinu saw him, he became stronger, because Yosef took a 60th of his illness and put on himself. So the Gemara says, Gemilas Chasodim is great. It's a wonderful thing, Gemilas Chasodim. Yeah? But the chiddush is over here. Even when it comes on a terrible price of taking a 60th of the person's illness, you're also obligated. Rabbosai, is there any greater mesiras nefesh than that? Going to a sick person and taking his person's terribly in bed, terrible never, who knows what terrible illness he may have, and the Torah says, take the person's illness and put it on yourself. This is the example of mesiras nefesh. This is mesiras nefesh. Condition number one. Condition number one, not condition, yeah, what you said beforehand, the condition number one of receiving the Torah is Mesiras Nefesh. Carries on the Gemara, why does it say, Ba is Kavura? Yeah, the pasuk says, Ba is referring to Kavura. So the Gemara says, Hain Gemenes Chasodim. Yeah, that is Gemenes Chasodim. Kavura is Gemenes Chasodim. You bury somebody, that is a tremendous chesed. Says the Gemara, "Le'nitzrucha ele lezokein ve'einoy lefi chavoydoi." The chiddush is for a person who is an old person, a talmud chacham, and it's not his respect to start digging a grave. Even he is obligated. Rabbosai, this is the prime example of bittul atzmi, of cancelling who I am. I'm a big talmud chacham, and the Torah says no. There's a chiv gemilas chasadim, but even to the extent of being mevatel yourself, of cancelling who you are for the sake of the dead person, you're also obligated to that. So we have Mesiras Nefesh and Bittul Atzmi, the first two conditions out of the three conditions to receive the Torah. Carries on the Gemara. Ashiyasun zu lifnim Meshuras Adin. To do, that's lifnim Meshuras Adin. Omer B'yechanon, Lechorvo Yerushalayim Ela Al Shadon Beis Din Torah. That we judge according to Torah. Says the Gemara, what else should he do? Eloshi midu dinei madin Torah v'lo yovru lifnim mashuras adin. They did din Torah, and they did not do lifnim mashuras adin. Because we did not judge our friend with more lifnim mashuras adin, that is why the base midosh was destroyed. Asks Tosus, very short Tosus. Vem toima, asks Tosus, in Yumer it says, daftesu mabeis, oma mipnesu naschinam. The Torah says, the Gemara says over there, that the Beis Midrash was not destroyed because of Lifnim Meshuras Adin, but because of Sinas Chinam. V'yesh Leima answers Tosfos, Daha v'ha Gomer, they both calls it together. So I ask you, if that's the case, it shouldn't say in either place, Beis Midrash was destroyed because of this, it's destroyed because of both of them. So it should say in both places, the Beis Midrash was destroyed because of Sinas Chinam and they were not, did not judge up the Lifnim Meshuras Adin, Because if you learn this Gemara, you don't know the Gemara in Yoman. Gemara Yoman, don't know this Gemara unless you have Tosis. What's going on? The Teres is simple. According to the Chofetz Chaim, if a person did not have Sinas Chinam, if a person loved each other, the way to go about that is Lifnim Meshuras Hadin. If you actually did not have Sinas Chinam, you can work, if you connected with another person, obviously you go Lifnim Meshuras Hadin. That's what the Chofetz Chaim said. The Chofetz Chaim says that the reason why you have all these Dinei Torah is because of Sinas Chinam, because you don't feel the other person is you. And therefore, Tosis is saying over here is that the element of a Sinas Chinam is a cause of you not going to Lifnim Meshuras Hadin. The connection to Klal Yisrael, the way that one connects with Klal Yisrael is working with one to the extent that you want to work with the other person Lifnim Meshuras Hadin. If you don't do that, that's Sinas Chinam. And therefore, this Pasuk is a summary of those three conditions that the Or HaChaim says is the conditions to Matan Torah. Matan Torah comes with Mesiras Nefesh. Mesiras Nefesh is even in a case of where you take another person's illness. Matan Torah comes with the element over here of Bittul Atzmi, cancelling out who I am. This, we said, is even taking a spade, a shovel, and burying a dead person, even if it's Talmud Chacham. And the third one is the idea of connecting yourself with somebody else. If one doesn't do that, if it does not work with Lifnim Meshuras Hadin, then there's an element over here of Sinas Chinam. This parasha may have very likely come, Yisrael may have very likely come, according to some Rishonim, after Matan Torah. But this parasha is an introduction to us learning the Sugya of Matan Torah to understand this pasuk carefully, the prerequisites that are required in order for us to open our hearts, to become different people, to ask to accept the Torah in the correct way.
Square.
Yeah. Yeah.